Rhino Pride campaign was launched. So the Rhino Pride campaign was launched in 2007 as a joint program with the support from Save the Rhino Trust, Namibia Nature Foundation, Integrated Rural Development and Nature Conservation, and the Minnesota Zoo, together with the conservancies and the traditional authorities. And the main aim is to engage the broader local community to raise awareness about rhino conservation crisis, the seriousness and urgency of the poaching problem, and what we all stand to lose if our rhinos become extinct. We sought to achieve this through providing positive messages through popular activities such as music, sports, festivals, cleanup campaigns, and pledges.
Yeah. Now, since the launch of the Rhino Pride campaign, how successful has this campaign been in conserving rhinos?
The program involves creating opportunities for youth to unite and rally for rhino, by forming rhino youth clubs in their conservancies. The clubs are completely voluntary and serves primarily as a platform for promoting rhino conservation amongst areas youth. There are about 14 rhino youth clubs established in 9 different conservancies, engaging roughly more than 200 youth. We have held various awareness events under the Rhino Pride campaign, and the World Rhino Day also forms part of it. We are actually happy to announce that over the past 5 years, there has been a significant reduction in rhino poaching, about 80% compared to the previous 5 years. And the Rhino Pride campaign has played a very important role in this, together with other interventions from the key stakeholders such as the Namibian Police and the Ministry of Environment and Forestry. The mere fact that I'm even here talking to you about this shows how far we have actually come.
Mm. Now, in recent years, rhinos has been a subject of poaching. What could be the factors behind rhino poaching?
Marcelo, it is greed, plain and simple, but it is mostly driven by the demand from the rhino horn in mostly Asian countries.
Yeah.
It is claimed that the rhino horn is used in medicine. But there is no real scientific evidence to back those claims. But when we talk about our communities, it is due to lack of opportunities in the rural areas and poor outreach activities to engage youth on potential income-generating opportunities through already established institutions such as the conservancies.
Mr. Clemens, can you tell us what challenges do you face in combating rhino poaching?
First of all, the rhinos are regarded as a keystone species. So when they are removed, it sort of messes up the ecosystem, which affects countless other animals and plants. Many communities in Namibia, specifically in Kunene, are dependent on tourism. And in 2017, rhino tourism directly contributed over 2.5 million to local communities and indirectly contribute more as a national tourism attraction. Rhino poaching has a negative impact on the livelihood of our communities, which brings many social other problems.
How forthcoming are the communities in assisting with the fight against rhino poaching?
There has been a significant reduction in rhino poaching in the Northwest.
Yeah.
But it's not like the guys are not trying. The guys are trying, but they are actually getting caught before they poach. And this is because of our communities, who are vigilant and reporting suspicious activities in their communities. But more so, Marcelo, if I have to say, it has to do with pride and the love the communities have for rhino in Kunene.
The Ministry of Environment and Forestry and Tourism and its partners launched an anti-poaching digital campaign titled Celebrating 3 Decades of Conservation. Can you share some success stories of this campaign?
Yes, in fact, Namibia Nature Foundation supported the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism in the development of the anti-poaching digital campaign. The level of success comes from how people have received it online, but we are happy to say that it was received quite well. How we tracked the success of this digital campaign was how people got involved into even the competitions that were run under the campaign. I would also like to advise that you reach out to them directly and ask about the campaign.
Yeah.
And you should also know that actually the second phase has been rolled out today in Correjas. We have the Deputy Minister, Honorable Heather Sibongo, doing that.
Okay. Now, how does the anti-poaching campaign focus on more in-depth areas of concern, such as the network of law enforcement in combating wildlife crime?
Specifically, with the anti-poaching campaign, it was important that the partners that were already being engaged were able to share some really important points, such as the work that has been done by NAMRA, the Blue Rhino Task Team, just to mention the few, who are doing all this background work and are starting to share some of their stories behind law enforcement and how prosecution works and so on. So, yes.
Now, before I let you go, let's talk about World Rhino Day and the event. Who are some of the speakers of the day and what topics will they be touching on and what activities are lined up for this event?
Yes, we have a march. We are actually starting around 7:30 to 8 o'clock. The formal ceremony will start at 9 o'clock. The opening program will commence with a keynote address by the Deputy Minister of Environment and Tourism, Honorable Heather Sibongo, where she will also launch the 3 decades of conservation campaign. The day will continue with some rich speeches and messages from other dignitaries, such as the Governor of Kunene Region, Honorable Maria Seychaya, Save the Rhino Trust CEO, Mr. Simpson Kurichop, and Mr. Ryan Berger, who is the Deep Marine NAMDEP Foundation Board Director and NAMDEP CEO, just to mention a few. As part of the celebrations, the invited guests and the community of Correjas will have an opportunity to spectate tournaments, which will see invited conservancy teams and other stakeholders take part in soccer, netball, and team-building games, as well as music show featuring local artists from Correjas. We have got Carlo on the beat. We have got Kalux. We have got Pirigure performing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Admission to join the celebration is completely free of charge, so everybody can come through.